For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's indications that the FBI won't need a whole week to complete its probe of sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Dianne Feinstein, ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, thinks a Friday confirmation vote is still too soon.
It's Tuesday, and we have to put all the facts together.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is staying firm on holding the vote as planned.
One thing for sure, the Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
A former top FBI official who's been in contact with those involved in the inquiry at the Bureau says agents are talking to people at the core of the allegations and then expanding to corroborate the information they received. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkey is long overdue. John Clemens reports.
The evangelical pastor has been under house arrest since July, spending the previous 2 years in prison on charges of being associated with a group attempting to overthrow the government of Ankara. Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says they're closely monitoring the situation.
We last saw him, I believe it was about a week and a half ago or so, where we provided consular access to Pastor Brunson, and we'll continue to maintain close contact.
An appeal has been filed for his release to the Constitutional Court in Ankara. I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration says there will be no more visas for same-sex partners of foreign diplomats and UN workers. Former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, calls the new rule needlessly cruel and bigoted. She says only 12% of UN states allow same-sex marriage, and in some places, they could face prosecution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll is asking whether young Americans are expected to do better or worse financially than their parents. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The poll finds about half of young Americans expect to be financially better off than their parents. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press and MTV, and it found that half of the 15 to 26-year-olds do think they'll eventually be better off than their parents in terms of household finances, while about 29% expect to do about as well, and 20% expect to be worse off than their folks. Parents were slightly more optimistic. 60% think their kids will do better than they did. Overall, only 12% of the parents said they felt their children might do worse. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Concerns over the global oil supply in advance of the U.S. trade sanctions on Iran have pushed the national average for gasoline up to $2.87 a gallon. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. That's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week. Sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral. But at 287, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.